Good evening and welcome everyone to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead High School and the 2017 edition of Pioneer Sports on You Were There Sports as the Pioneer Boys turn the calendar page and come down to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead tonight to face the Lakers. It's the conference opener for everybody tonight. All eight teams in head-to-head action to begin the Central Minnesota Conference portion of their schedule. Pioneers looking for that elusive first win. They're coming off an 0-3 performance, but a performance that I think was better than 0-3 indicates at the Crusader Classic, a loaded Crusader Classic tournament field. It always is one of the better Class AA tournaments in the state over the holidays. While the Lakers come in under the direction of first-year head coach James Carr with a 2-7 overall record. They won their last outing. They hosted a tournament, and they were winners their last game of that tournament, defeating Providence Academy by 9, 64-55. Their other win came in their fourth game over Lester Prairie Holy Trinity by 7, 54-47. One common opponent between these two teams, Watertown Mayor. Pierce saw Watertown Mayor in the first round of the Crusader Classic, while this Laker team went to Watertown on December 6th, lost 61-39 to the Royals that night. So it's Pierce and Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in the Central Minnesota Conference opener. First-year head coaches at the helms of both teams, although James Carr, no stranger to head coaching. About 4 or 5 years ago, I knew James when he was the head girls coach at Rockford High School when they were in the Central Minnesota Conference. Joe Call, of course, the head coach of the Pioneers. We'll visit with both gentlemen about their pre-holiday schedule and what they're looking forward to here after Christmas when we come back on You Are There Sports.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get 4 lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus taxes and fees. 4 lines on the 12 gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 3 cycles.
Phelan Meats and Pier says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Joining me on the pregame show is the head coach of the Lakers. He's James Carr. Coach, here we hit 2017. 2-7 record for your squad. Talk about your pre-holiday schedule and what you thought about your team in your first year at the helm.
Well, I like our team a lot. You know, the guys, every single time they come into the gym, we talk about getting better every single time, and they're buying into it. They're working hard. Our pre-holiday schedule was a good schedule. I mean, if you look at the teams we played, they're all at the kind of top of our section. So, you know, hopefully we look at that, and it kind of helped us go into conference play. I've seen some good teams.
Cameron Decker, your leading scorer. Talk about him, what he has done, what he brings to the team.
Yeah, we ask Cam to do a lot. You know, a senior point guard, so he handles the ball quite a bit. You know, we ask him to run the offense and then score a little bit too, so he's doing a nice job for us.
This is a game tonight. You're facing an 0-9 Pierce team. You're 2-7. You know, realistically, both coaches will say, hey, there probably aren't going to be a whole lot of wins. This is one that, if we really go and execute tonight, this is one we can get.
Yeah, I mean, it's two pretty evenly matched squads, and we just got to go out there and execute and play defense hard and just kind of do the fundamental things we've been working on. But it's not going to be any sort of easy way for one of the other teams. It's going to be, you know, whoever wants it more.
What were your first impressions of the squad when you took over from head coach Gagneux?
A hard-working group. We came in and we saw a lot of good things, and when the season started in practice, kids buying into what we're trying to do defensively, and we saw a lot of fun things, and we're seeing some younger step up too that are filling some big shoes as well.
Teams have holiday tournaments to work on things, get guys into rotation, get their legs under them, but now you hit the January portion of your schedule. What are you looking for, biggest area of improvement needed for the Lakers?
Just continuing to get better on defense and then executing just the little nuances of our offense, trying to find the new wrinkles that we're kind of trying to put in. But every single game, it's always a focus on defense. Are we doing those little things defensively to help us win ball games?
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir.
All right. He's the head coach of the Howard Lake Waverly Winsted Lakers, James Carr, with us here on You Are Their Sports.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Joining me now, he's the head coach of the Pioneers. Joe Call joins us soon. Coach, you went down to the Crusader Classic, finished eighth down there, but I've been going down there to watch the Pioneers for years, and usually it seems like we got a clunker in there one out of the three games, but I don't think we had that this year. I think the guys competed hard and played pretty well for all three games.
Yeah, even though we lost all three games, I told somebody today, I said, it doesn't feel like we lost, just because the kids played hard. And as a coach, you look at those things. It's not the final score up on the scoreboard. It's about how you evaluate your team, and if you see if they're grasping things and trying to do the things that you're teaching, and I feel that we did a very good job of that.
You look at wins and losses, but you hidden in the fact is that two of those three games, the Pioneers had leads at halftime.
Yeah, and in itself there is a win, because it's better than getting beat by 30. Now we're in a game. Now we can try to do some things, and there was just a couple times there we got in a little foul trouble, and then also take care of the basketball came and bit us in the butt again there. But the kids, even after the game, you saw some frustration and stuff, but that's good. It means you're in games, and you care about winning and doing the right things, and I just told him, I was proud of everyone, cashed it in, but we played hard, even being down game against Watertown there.
Playing the three games in 3 days, the guys get into the grind, and it's kind of the buddy, stand up for each other type mentality.
Yeah, and that's what it is. That's what I tell them. Fight for each other out there. Don't fight for yourself. Fight for each other, and that's what they did. That last game, like you said, it's a tough one. Both teams are coming in 0-2, and who wants it more? Who's gonna fight for each other more in that last one? I thought we did. Even though we came out on the wrong end of the scoreboard, I thought we did a very good job battling.
What are you looking for? Maybe coming right out of this holiday now, say in the first 10 days or so, the first 3-4 games, what's the biggest thing you're looking for from your squad?
Well, what I want to see is us being able to understand when things are starting to get a little out of control, whether it's pushing the basketball up the floor or trying to force things inside. We just got to just kind of realize when that snowball starts rolling, somebody's got to step up and stop it. And, you usually look at your seniors to kind of lead that way, but also got some younger guys too that have been around the game and they can step up as well. But that's one thing I want to see is guys being able to understand those times where we got to slow things down a little bit. Also, just ball movement alone. We're dribbling the ball way too far up the floor, and then once we get the ball on our side of half court, we're not getting that full ball reversal. We got to do a better job of getting some ball reversal and spacing. We watched film today, and there were times I was circling three guys within 5 feet of each other, so we got to do a better job spacing out, and then also, like I said, moving the basketball a lot better too.
All right, we are underway here as the Pioneers win the opening tip. 6'4" Matt Taugis dominating in the jump ball circle, and the Pioneers held ball, and this time it'll go over to the Lakers. So we're underway as the Pioneers and Howard Lake Waverly Winsted Lakers open up CMC play tonight. Pioneers in the road whites, red letters trimmed in black. Home blues with yellow letters and numerals for the Lakers, coached by James Carr. First possession for the Lakers. They work at right side. This is Cameron Decker, their top scorer. Decker into the low post. Spin. Bickman throws it up off the glass. Draws a foul. And this will be Brad Bickman shooting free throws. And the foul's on Pioneers Peter Schomer. Decker averaging 10.3 a game. Their second leading scorer, Brock Bangasser, starting forward at 9.8. And then you've got the gentleman at the free throw line, Bickman, averaging 8.3. First free throw missed by Brad Bickman, a 6'2 senior. That one rolls in, and it's a 1-0 start for the Lakers. It's Matt Taugis, Peter Schomer, Nick Shaw, Lucas Oddie, Preston Rushlow out there for the Pioneers to begin this ball game. And there's a throwaway picked off inside by Brock Bangasser. Back the other way comes Bickman in transition. Missed it. Got his own miss. And they'll reset inside, creating space inside, and rolling one in is Bickman. 3-0 Lakers with the early lead on their home court. High post pass on the entry, and Shaw hands off to Taugis, who can't finish, and back the other way comes Cameron Decker. Mid-court stripe, top of the key, lets fly for three. It rolls off. Rebound tipped out to Lucas Oddie. Here comes the senior, and he'll slow down the pace to the right wing in front of the Laker bench. Down to Rushlow. Preston steps up, finds Oddie inside. Oddie, a leaner, draws contact, and Lucas will shoot two. Lucas Oddie will go to the free throw line. The foul is called on Chris Zander. You got Cameron Decker, Chris Zander, Zach Uter, Brock Bangasser, and Brad Bickman in the lineup for Coach Carr. As Lucas Oddie will step to the free throw line, the senior trying to get the Pioneers on the board, and he does. An Oddie free throw makes it 3-1. Lucas, about 45%, doesn't get to the line a whole lot. Now 6 of 12, averaging about 2.5 points a game. Up and good. Oddie goes 2 for 2, and the Pioneers are within a point. Both schools' girls' teams are in action tonight. The Pioneer girls on their home court should be getting underway right now against Kimball, while the Laker girls are in Elk River against Spectrum. Decker picked up his dribble on the wing, guarded by Peter Schomer. Now kicks it back out to Decker. Cross-court pass to Zander. Pull up over Taugis. Reins it in. Chris Zander from 17. And it's a 5-2 lead for Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. A 2-7 record for the Lakers. 0-9 for the Pioneers. Schomer and Oddie try to work a pick and roll. Doesn't work. Now Rushlow on the side. Curls it off left wing for Taugis. Matt, crossover dribble to the rim and scores. Taugis on the scoreboard with his first bucket. 15.7 points a game for Matt Taugis. He's got his first two. He was on the all-tournament team at the Crusader Classic. 5-4 Lakers with possession. Out to the top comes Zach Uter. Works it left side. Decker in front of the Pioneer bench to my left. Back out on the wing right side for Uter. They skip it across. Wing to wing now go the Lakers as the Pioneers close down on the perimeter. Decker, left side Zander. Oddie closes out on him. Good ball movement here by the Lakers. Now they'll fire. Decker comes up short. Schomer tips the rebound off to Taugis. Here comes Piers with a chance to lead. Taugis, a drop pass to nobody. And here comes Zander leading a 3-on-1 on Shaw. Pulls up and scores. Zander has 4, and it's 7-4 Lakers. Now Taugis, man-to-man here by Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Here's Rushlow on the left side behind the arc. Drives baseline. Nice strong move, and we got a foul call. This will go on Zach Uter, the 6'2 junior. Could not stop the penetration drive by Preston Rushlow. First on Uter, and it is team foul number 2. And going to the free throw line is Preston Rushlow, where Preston averages 8.3 a game, 67% from the line. And the junior knocks in the first. Makes it 7-5. Played about 3.5 minutes here at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. And 2 for 2. Pioneers off to a good start from the line. 4-of-4 between Adi and Rushlow. It's a one-point lead again for the Lakers as Cameron Decker jogs it up court. Chris Zander now on the left side. Team's pretty evenly matched size-wise. Nobody with a decided advantage. Tallest kid on the court is probably Brock Bangasser. Pull up, way off the mark. Rushlow pulls down the air ball miss from Zander and gets it off to freshman guard Peter Schomer. Zander hounds him up court. And now across the line, Nick Shaw picks off Zander with a screen. Now Nick with the ball on the right wing and whistle away from the ball. This might be a moving screen. It is on Lucas Adi. Adi threw a hip out and the referee called him on it. First on Lucas Adi, and it's the first Pioneer foul of the night. 13:53 in the half. Lakers 7, Pioneers 6. Cameron Decker flings it over to Chris Zander. Back out top comes Zach Uter to Decker. Flips it out. Right side Zander. Down low, looking for space. Too far underneath. Back out to the wing. Angled driving to the basket and scoring was Cameron Decker. He got the step on the baseline and took advantage. And now Rushlow can't pick up a pass from Todges. It was behind him and goes out of bounds. Pioneers have turned it over. Trailing by three on the road in Howard Lake tonight. 9-6. Here comes Cameron Decker, 5'11 senior. Decker got a high screen from Zach Uter to get him to the right wing. Looking inside on a post-up move and decided that wasn't open, so he fires it across the way for Bickman. Bickman challenges inside, but it comes off the iron to Rushlow. Adi up the left side. Dribble got a little high, but no whistle. Play continues. Rushlow one dribble back to Schomer at the point. Guarded by Zander. 12:48 left. Schomer now. Finds Shaw inside Adi. Adi maneuvers in and scores. Lucas Adi puts it up and in. And it's a 9-8 Laker lead. That's four for Lucas Adi. Off to a good start for Lucas. Back the other way comes Cameron Decker. Bright neon pink, green, and yellow shoes. Easy to spot. Decker, left elbow, pull up, 17-footer, well short, into the hands of Taujus. And Matt will decide, we'll go to the half-court set. Rushlow, left corner, drives into the lane from the wing, puts it up, and the Pioneers have taken their first lead on a Rushlow driving layup. And now a whistle and a foul as Taujus stepped into the line. Which way is this one going to go? It might be on the Lakers. No, they got Matt on a piece of the arm. Taujus called for the foul. He'd read the passing lane, but Matt called for a foul. His first, team second, and Coach Carr will make a couple of changes. Coming in is 6'2 senior forward Brandon Quadros and 5'10 junior guard Ben Paulson. Zander will sit, as will Bangasser. Piers 10, Lakers 9, 6 minutes into the ball game. Top of the key. Paulson, one dribble, left side, Decker, wide open look, left side, missed everything though, but inside to pick up the loose ball, Bickman, and he couldn't finish. Schomer with the board, here comes Peter, leading the break the other way, and stripped of the ball by Decker. Adi back, and then Schomer reaches in, that ball's kicked out of bounds. Who got it last? Off the foot of Decker. Piers gets the ball. Up and down action there results in a turnover for both teams. And Adi and Taujus will work the ball up court now. Piers 10, Lakers 9, 11:28 to go. Double high screen between the circle and the top of the key. Taujus to the wing now. Pivoting around, hands it back to Peter Schomer. Schomer. They jump out on him. He dribbles through it, pulls up at the line, and got the soft roll to drop. Peter Schomer from dead on from the free throw line makes it a 12-3 Pioneer advantage. And now Adi back out right side for Paulson. Paulson quickly out to Decker, about 2 feet behind the top of the key, to the wing. Inside, good post move, but missing. Quadros cleans up the rebound. They'll get another possession. Quadros off a return pass off his hands as Paulson and Quadros tried to work a two-man game, and it didn't work. And the Pioneers will try and build on a three-point advantage here. 10:45 to go until halftime. Talgis throws it down left corner for Rushlow. Into the lane, Schomer, teardrop for two. Peter Schomer has four, and James Carr wants a timeout. Pierce on a run, it's 14-9 Pioneers.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
With 10:37 to go in the first half, the Pioneers lead by five on the road in Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, 14-9. Lakers use a timeout there first. And they've got possession at midcourt. Into the ball game now is Noah Bundrock, a reserve guard. Decker has it facing Taugis. Pioneers matching up in a 2-3 zone. Schomer jumps out defensively on the point. Quadros back out for Paulson. High post Decker. Decker pivots around, back out. Paulson drives the lane. Off balance scoop. No rebound. Speaking of scoop, his boy Preston with the rebound. Now it's Taugis. Tried to one-hand it. He lost control. He was going to pull that one back. Kind of like a yo-yo type string. There's a drive by Bickman. His second chance doesn't go. Now Schomer in traffic. Comes ahead to Preston Rushlow. Back to Schomer. Pierce by five. 9:45 to go. Active zone. Matt tried to find Shaw on the low block and off his hands. Picked off by Quadros. And here come the Lakers once more. Cameron Decker guarded by Peter Schomer. It's Peter Schomer, Lucasati, Preston Rushlow, Nick Shaw, Matt Taugis. No changes personnel-wise yet for Coach Joe Call. Decker, wing right side, tried to zip it inside, and the quick hands of Rushlow deflected it off the wall. In for the Lakers, returning starters Chris Zander and Zach Uter. Bickman will leave, Quadros will leave. Baseline left pass in for the Lakers. 9:19 to go. They've been sitting on nine for a while. Zander, right side. Hands it off to Decker coming around. He'll reset. Backs off to near midcourt. And establishes himself right in the jump ball circle. Now starts the offense right side. Cuts through. Finds Paulson at the point. Off now. Bundrock, three-pointer. Short. Rebound on the baseline. Zander races in and gets it. Another chance for the Lakers. One-on-one to the glass. Explosive move up and in. Noah Bundrock off the dribble drive penetration. Makes it 14-11 with 8:40 to go. Rushlow right corner at the end of the Laker bench. One-hand push pass out front for Schomer. Deflected out by Noah Bundrock, a 5'10 junior guard. Pierce to throw it in. Right near the Laker bench. Schomer bounce into midcourt for Taugis. Rushlow back out to Matt. Now to Schomer. Turns around. No. Rebound underneath for Adi. Block. Lucas again. Right hand up. That doesn't go. Shaw battles inside. They're going to get Nick on a push. They're going to get Nick Shaw underneath. Battling for position. Nick's first. Team's third. Coach Carr will bring Brad Bickman back into the lineup. Brock Bangasser back in. 8:20 left until half. Pierce 14, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 11. Pass deflected by Rushlow over to Adi and a turnover by the Lakers. Pierce by three with the ball coming up on 8 minutes. Into the low post, Shaw flips it back to Schomer, drives, blocked. Here comes Paulson racing up court, cuts to the middle, to the corner, kick out, 15-footer, Bundrock for two. Four for Noah Bundrock off the bench, and it's a one-point lead. 14-13 Pioneers. Schomer has it left side, Schomer. works it out front. One of the things Coach Call talked about in the pregame, working on his team's spacing. Russell has an open look, 15 feet, a little bit too hard, and the rebound pulled down by Brock Bangasser. Now Paulson working the point. Xander quickly to Boondrock. Lost the dribble, but got it back. Finds Paulson open right side. He'll fire away and give the Lakers the lead on a three-pointer. 7 bench points for the Lakers. And they've got a 16-14 lead on the three-pointer from the wing by Ben Paulson. And Coach Call is going to use a timeout. His first with 7:06 to go in the half. The Lakers have regained the lead. It's 16-14 on a Pioneer timeout.
Hello, this is Bob Gruber from the Piers Fire Department. Remember to have your fireplace and wood stoves inspected before you begin to use them each year. Also, have your chimney cleaned to remove creosote, which can ignite and start a chimney fire. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
Behennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Coming out of the timeout, Coach Call dials up a three-point play for Matt Tauges, who drops it in from the left side, and the Pioneers have taken the lead. On the other end of three, no, up the other way. Xander follows up his own miss. Chris Xander with 6, and it's an 18-17 Howard Lake Waverly Winstead lead. Adi to Tauges. Here's a Rushlow three, short on the rim. Adi battles and got the board. Tried to scoop it for Shaw, threw it away. Out of bounds to the Lakers with 6:23 left in the half. Pioneers have yet to make a substitution yet. The starting five has gone the first 12 minutes. Xander skip pass to Boondrock, right side. Back out for Paulson. Paulson rotates it to the high post to Uter. Bangasser open inside, can't finish, and they're going to get a foul on the second chance opportunity. I think Nick Shaw just picked up his second foul. And that's going to bring Jesse Marshick in to the ball game. So Shaw's got 2, fourth Pioneer foul, and with 6:04 to go, the first substitution comes in on a Jesse Marshick for Nick Shaw change. Baseline left throw in for Brock Bangasser. Out to the point comes Paulson, drives on Schomer, lost the dribble, but it rolls right inside, and losing the ball going up was Bangasser, deflects off the bottom of the rim into the hands of Peter Schomer. Pioneers trail by a point, 5:50 to play. Tauges on the drive and kick to the corner. Adi fires and comes up short. Rebound underneath for Bangasser. Boondrock leads a 3-on-2. His pass knocked out of bounds, and we got a foul coming. I think this is going to be on Rushlow, and Preston says, I had the ball. They're going to get Rushlow on a foul. Preston's first 15th foul as Decker returns, and so does Brad Bickman. Boondrock and Paulson sit. Lakers 18, Pioneers 17. Lakers with the ball. Jesse Marshick defending on Brock Bangasser. Now Decker rotates out. Cut off on his drive by Tauges. He'll reset. Looks for a screen. Not there. Backs out once more. Now he picked up his dribble and flips it over to Xander. He has trouble handling it. Fires it off to Decker in front of the Pioneer bench. Into the low post. Bangasser muscles up. They're going to get another foul on Preston. That's 2 on Preston. And it'll send Brock Bangasser to the free throw line. The 6'5" sophomore. 60% from the free throw line. He averages 9.8 a game. So he's having a nice early start to his career as a varsity player. He's got no points yet tonight, and he comes up short on that free throw. Lakers are now 1-for-3 from the stripe. They lead by 118-17 with 5:12 to go. Each coach has used a timeout so far in the first half. That free throw is short, and Jesse Marshick snatches the rebound. Off now to Preston. Russell to the corner, left side, Adi. Back out for Russell, now to Schomer. Heels on the jump ball circle at midcourt. Guarded by Brad Bickman. Peter picked up his dribble. Somebody's got to come to help. And it's Jesse Marshick bailing him out. Quickly returns it to Peter Schomer. Now a three from Russell. In and out. Halfway down. Xander has the board. Lakers have numbers. Into the lane. Bickman to the corner for Decker. They can't capitalize on the man advantage rush. 4:35 to go. To the corner. Bickman eyes it up and fires over Tauges. Well short. Rebound underneath for Uter. And he'll put it up with a baby hook and score. And the lead has grown to three. 20-17 Lakers on the Zach Uter basket. Second chance is hurting the Pioneers here as Schomer finds Adi. Left corner now for Tauges. Bounce pass into Marshick on the low block. Down low for Rushlow. Quickly back out. A three up by Tauges. Short. Rebound Rushlow. Lost it. Breakaway. Here comes Decker. Decker with Adi chasing up and in. Cameron Decker. And the lead is now 5. 22-17. Some pressure by the Lakers. And a timeout for Coach Call. 3:50 to go. And the Lakers are on a bit of a run. They've grown a 5-point lead. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 22, Pierce 17, just under 4 minutes left until half.
Good evening, Pioneer fans. This is George Weber. I am honored to announce that Dave Rushlow has been named the Activities Director of the Year for Section 5 schools and is among the final eight in the running for AD of the Year for all of Minnesota. This award is selected by the other activities directors and is a testament to the great job Dave does in scheduling, working with other schools, getting everything ready for our coaches and the visitors, and being flexible as things change constantly in the activities world. We host hundreds of events across all grades and activities every year, and each one requires communication with custodians, coaches, refs, advisors, and so on and so on. It is really impressive when you take a step back and consider how much behind-the-scenes work happens every day. Thank you, Dave, for making all of us look good, and thank you for being our passionate Pioneer leader.
All right, after the timeout, Pioneers with the ball, front court, a bounce pass kicked out of bounds by the Lakers' Zach Uter, and possession stays with Pioneers. They are down by five here. They've had a lead of three, but hit a little bit of a dry spell. That hurt them at the Cathedral Classic. They went long stretches without scoring, and now their lead has gone from plus three to minus five here. 22-17 coming up on three and a half. Marshick inside. Jesse can't get it to go. And the rebound controlled by Cameron Decker. Not a lot of second chances for the Pioneers. To the corner, Paulson fires. Short. Rebound Quadros. His outlet picked off by Tauges. It's a foot race to the rim, and it's stripped out by Paulson. Paulson back the other way to Decker, and Schomer tips it. Now Decker underneath, thrown away to Tauges. Here comes Matt, and he is bumped coming up court by Quadros. Brandon Quadros. His first, Laker third. A little playground style there for about 45 seconds. Pioneers will pass it in front of a sparse Laker student section tonight. Maybe a dozen kids over there. Lakers defending in a zone. Out top comes Rushlow. Now Peter Schomer to the left corner for Adi. Lucas finds Preston at the free throw line. Back to Schomer. Schomer will drive and kick to Adi. Adi for three. Short rebound for Bickman. Outlet to Decker up the left side. Decker looks to fire away for three. Comes up short. Rebound tipped to the corner. Out of bounds. Touch last by Brandon Quadros of the Lakers. And Pierce takes over with 2:37 left. Pierce trailing 22-17 on the road in Howard Lake tonight. 1-3-1 zone employed here by the Laker defense. Schomer at the point. Picked up his dribble, finds Rushlow. Rushlow to the wing right side, leaves it back. Ataugia's three skims off the rim to Decker. Again, just one shot opportunity for the Pioneers. Right side, Paulson. One dribble and stop, reset to the point. In the jump ball circle comes Cameron Decker for Paulson. Quadros finds an open Bickman inside. He was short on the rim. He had a wide open look and couldn't get it to drop. Tauges now the other way. They're looking to trap out of this defense. Tauges wisely gets it over to Schomer. Now middle of the court to Marshick. Back out Matt. Schomer, one dribble, drive, stop, whistle, travel. A minute 45 left in the half here. Pioneers trying to close the gap, trailing by five on the road, 22-17. Howard Lake, Waverly Winston won the JV game tonight. 58-36 was that final score. Paulson for Boondrock. High post, Quadros. Quick rotation to the wing for Paulson. Back out three. Boondrock, no. Rebound, Peter Schomer in traffic. Here comes Piers, trailing with a minute 20 to go. Tauges to the wing, down to the corner. Inside, there's a battle and put up by Jesse Marshick off the glass for two. First points for Jesse tonight. 22-19, a minute 5 left. Decker left corner, back to Bickman. Paulson right side, Bickman. Decker left side. Directs traffic as Adi jumps out defensively. Here's Paulson, 50 to play. Pioneers are down three. Get a stop here, maybe get a tie. Paulson puts up a three. That's off. Up above everybody is Tauges for the board, and Matt's into the front court. Splits a defender. Leaner inside. Off the rim. Marshick had an opportunity to get the rebound. Didn't. Back the other way. Decker, catch and shoot layup. Six for Decker. And the Pioneers are back down by five. 24-19, 22 seconds left. Tauges pass tipped and stolen and restolen by Matt. 15 to play. Boondrock almost stole it back. Tauges still with the ball, and Boondrock with a big hack with a foul. Boondrock with the foul, trying to slap the ball away from behind. It'll result in his first personal fourth team foul. And Lucas Adi will pass in right in front of the Laker bench with 11 and a half seconds. Now Schomer. Schomer will launch and miss right. Decker the rebound. Can they get a shot off? Midcourt with three. Decker will heave away and come up empty, and the horn sounds to reach halftime. At the break, it's Howard Lake, Waverly Winstead, 24. And the Pierce Pioneers, 19. We'll be back. We'll begin the halftime show here on You Are There Sports as the Pioneers and Lakers head to the locker room down in Howard Lake on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hey folks, it's not too early to start thinking about Freedom Fest 2017. Can you believe that this will be the fifth annual Freedom Fest? The date is Saturday, July 15th at the Genola Ballpark. Limited VIP tickets as well as general admission tickets will be available soon, and the musical lineup will also be announced soon. Corporate sponsorships are available anywhere from $500 to $5,000. Last year, $13,100 in donations were awarded back to various community events and organizations. If you're interested, contact Lloyd Bader at 320-468-2506 to become a Freedom Fest sponsor. Be sure to check out Pierce Freedom Fest on Facebook or go to their website at piercefreedomfest.com. Pierce Freedom Fest 2017, coming soon. Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893. The Brickyard on Main Street in Piers is a great supporter of the Piers Pioneers, and you are their sports. They have great food specials, like Tuesday is Taco Tuesday, $1 for soft or hard shell. Wednesdays, you get a one-topping pizza for only $5. On Thursdays, it's Wing Night or Little Italy Night. Fridays, it's delicious roasted chicken or ribs or both. And the Brickyard has a full menu available every day. Stop in at the Brickyard before or after the game for a great meal. And go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Bob Otremba with the Piers Fire Department. If fire broke out tonight while you were sleeping, would you and your family get out alive? Develop a home fire escape plan now and practice it regularly. And remember, if there's a fire, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
Well, at halftime here at Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, the Pioneer boys had a brief lead midway through the first half, but hit a little bit of a dry patch, and they find themselves down 5 to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in the Central Minnesota Conference opener. It's 24-19 at halftime. Leading scorers for the Lakers, a pair of guys with 6 points apiece, Cameron Decker and Chris Zander. 4 for Noah Bundrock, a reserve guard. Brad Bickman has 3. 3 also for Ben Paulson. And 2 for Zach Uter. Lakers 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Nobody picked up more than 1 foul. They only had 4 team fouls as a whole. 1 each on Zander, Uter, Quadros, and Bundrock. 1 timeout used by Laker coach James Carr. For the Pioneers, their 19 points are divvied up thusly. A trio with 4. You've got Preston Rushlow, Lucas Oddie, and Peter Schomer with 4 points each. 5 for Matt Touges leading the way. And then Jesse Marshick with 2. Playing but not scoring for the two teams. For the Lakers, Brock Bangasser and Brandon Quadros. For Piers, Nick Shaw. Piers made all 4 of their free throw attempts in the first half. Coach Call used 2 timeouts. He has 3 left. Foul situation, you've got Nick Shaw and Preston Rushlow with 2 each, and 1 on Matt Touges and Lucas Oddie. I don't think there was 1 bonus free throw situation in the half. Pioneers never got into the bonus, and by the time the Pioneers had put the Lakers in the bonus. Time had run out. It was late in the first half when that situation occurred. So every free throw was shot on a shooting foul opportunity. So it's 24-19 in favor of the Lakers. We'll take a look at the schedule as it is the Central Minnesota Conference opening night for the boys tonight. All eight teams starting their CMC portion of their schedule. We'll look at that when we come back to You Are There Sports Halftime in Howard Lake.
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC. Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpot starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Quick look at the rest of the CMC schedule tonight. You've got Eden Valley Watkins at Kimball. And those are the two heavyweights this year in the conference, it appears. Eagles 5-0. They won the Little Falls Holiday Tournament. Kimball is 6-1. That's in Kimball tonight. Maple Lakes opening up at BBE. And Holding Ford's at Painesville. Matter of fact, coming into 2017, Eden Valley and Kimball, the only teams that are over 500 overall. 5-0 for the Eagles, 6-1 for the Cubs. Holding Ford's 2-3, Maple Lakes 2-4, BBE 2-5, Howard Lake is 2-7. Painesville and Pierce yet to win a game this year. So Pioneers have the ball to get things started. As we're underway, Peter Schomer finds Nick Shaw back out for Peter. Drives baseline, throws it inside and threw it through the hands of Shaw to Decker. JV lost tonight, 58-36. C-Squad lost a close one, 45-42. First possession of the half now coming for Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Offense directed by senior guard Cameron Decker. Finds Brad Bickman, guarded by Schomer. To the point for Uter. Quick rotation to Zander. Back out Decker. Works his way left side down the lane. Jump stop into the lane. Bounce pass Bickman off the glass. Doesn't go. Another offensive rebound put back and a foul. Brad Bickman has five. And the foul's on Peter Schomer, his first. And if I could point to one difference in the game so far, it's second chance opportunities for the Lakers. Bickman will shoot an and one here. Less than a minute into the half, he missed it, and an offensive rebound for the Lakers off the missed free throw. Bickman leans in and scores. It turns into a four-point possession for Howard Lake Waverly Winston, and their lead has grown to the biggest of the night, 28-19, a minute 10 in, and a turnover. Decker steps into the passing lane, finds Xander, and it's blocked out, but they get Touges on a foul. Matt picks up his second. He thought he had it cleanly, but the referee under the hoop blew the whistle. Matt's got his first, or the first Pioneer of the half, and the second team foul. And shooting a pair, Chris Xander, the 5'9 senior guard, a little bit short on the iron. 6 points so far for Xander. It's a 28-19 lead for the Lakers. And one more coming. Xander got that one to drop. Seven for him. The lead is 10, 29-19 Lakers. Minute 20 into the half. Boy, Schomer picked up his dribble right in front of midcourt and found Adi, who works it off now to Touges. Matt, guarded by Brad Bickman. Bickman got a piece of the pass into Shaw, and then a foul called on the Lakers. This will be on Brad Bickman, his first Laker first of the half. In the JV, here's your scoring totals tonight for the JVers. Nick Shaw with seven. Jared Prokot had seven. Four each for Peter Schomer, Johnny Hopkins, Justin Seelan, and Jesse Marshick. Three for Brent Schilling, two for Alex Wilson, one for Terrell Shaw. Schomer off a cut. No, he didn't get it. Nick Shaw still with the ball. Now faces up, drives inside. Nice power move by Nick Shaw, and he's got his first points. Nick Shaw puts the Pioneers on the board in the second half, cutting the lead to 8-29-21. Brad Bickman holds it, fires it too far, picked off by Touges. Tried to force it into Zach Uter, and it wasn't there. Rushlow up the other way. Preston curls back out to the corner. Schomer at the point, guarded by Xander. Back out, Rushlow right side. One dribble to the point, Schomer. Schomer finds Touges' left side, into the post again. Shaw, nice drop step and draws a foul. Shaw with a couple of nice moves in the post here in the last minute. One resulted in a field goal. This one will send him to the free throw line. The foul is on the Lakers' Chris Xander. His second, team's second. Two for Nick Shaw. The sophomore post with 2 points, and that one rolls and drops through. Soft roll there for Nick Shaw to make it a 29-23, or 29-22 game. One more for Shaw. Decker will step into the lane. They're going to get a do-over. Decker got off balance and couldn't prevent himself from stepping in, and so Shaw, who missed the free throw, will get a second opportunity. The lane violation. See if he can convert. Short. Rebound tipped and a foul on the board. It's going to be, I believe, on Adi, and it is. Lucas picks up his second. Battling for position underneath. That's the second team foul of the half. Here's Thomas Funk checking in for Adi. First appearance for Thomas tonight. Lakers 29, Pioneers with 22. We've played about 2.5 minutes. We're in the second half. Pull-up jumper drained by Xander from the left side, about 15 feet. Xander with a mid-range jumper, and then a steal by Xander, and a layup. 4 quick points tallied by Chris Xander, and the Pioneers trail by 11, 33-22. Now Shaw, and a reach-in foul on the Lakers as they took a hack at it. This will be on Cameron Decker, his first. Third on the Lakers. Pioneers will inbounds baseline left, 15:02 to play. They bounce it in, Tao just to Shaw, and then the entry pass back to Matt. Off balance, just tried to throw it up, and the ball rolled away, and here comes Bickman. He kicks it up court, right side for Decker in the corner. Decker now guarded by Schomer to the corner. Brad Bickman back for Decker, right elbow. Steps to the lane, now drives, steps around Shaw, floats it over Rushlow, and got it to go. Decker now with 8. And it's the biggest lead of the night for the Lakers, 35-22. An 11-3 run in the second half here for the Lakers, and another turnover for Piers. Schomer threw it into the post. It was picked off. Decker kicks it out to Uter. Uter finds Xander curling. Cut off by Funk on his drive. Now to the point comes Brad Bickman. Funk defending out near the jump ball circle. Xander open on the left wing. Picked up his dribble. Low post for Uter. Back to Xander. Three-pointer, corner, short. Rebound deflects. One-on-one the other way with the Lakers trying to hustle back. It's Funk off balance and traveling. And we'll get Quadros back in. And for the first time, Mason Krause will check in. Brock Bangasser leaves, and Zach Uter will take a seat. 13:45 left to play. The Pioneers are down by 13 here in Howard Lake tonight. High post for Krause. Decker, little trouble gaining control, now picks it up, finds Xander for an 18-foot baseline jumper. No, long rebound to the opposite corner, tracked down by Thomas Funk. Funk up to Taugis for Rushlow. Open look. Three-pointer left. Good. Rushlow hits a three. 7 for Preston Rushlow tonight. His first three-pointer cuts the lead to 10, 35-25. Pioneers are going to need some stops, and they need to take better care of the basketball. Krause drives and dishes to Xander. Xander cut off. Back to Krause. Top of the key comes Decker. Pioneers matching up man-to-man. Schomer on Decker. Right side comes Bickman, guarded by Funk. For Krause at the top of the key. Back to Xander. Wraps it inside. Quadros pivoting, throws a baseline. Xander awkwardly off the glass. Ball tipped out of bounds. Touched last by a Laker. Piers will get the ball back. Here comes Terrell Shaw in for the first time. Shaw will come in, and Thomas Funk will leave. 12:39 to play, 35-25 Lakers. So it's Taugis, Schomer, Nick Shaw, Terrell Shaw, and Rushlow on the court. Schomer, top four Taugis, left side Rushlow, back to Matt at the point, back to Rushlow. Preston bounces it for Matt into the lane, step under Schomer, kicks it out, Rushlow another three, short. Basically the same spot he hit his previous one. Xander racing the other way. No off the glass. Nick Shaw the rebound. Back the other way comes Taugis. Taugis still going. Floats it up. Back rim. No. Krause rebound. Decker shields the ball from Shaw. Finds Krause to the corner. Xander back out. Decker all alone at the top. Three-pointers up and good. Decker's in double figures with 11. 38-25, Lakers have matched their largest lead, 13-point advantage, coming up on 11:35 to go. Schomer probes the defense, finds Taugis for a three. No, long rebound to the right corner for Rushlow. Back for Peter Schomer. That leaner inside comes up a little short on the rim. Peter collects the offensive board. Terrell Shaw in the corner. Terrell will fire from 20. Back rim and no. Decker races the other way. Cameron Decker now will slow the tempo. Decker guarded by Peter Schomer. High post for Brandon Quadros. Flips it back for Cameron Decker. Beats Rushlow off the dribble, and Preston will foul, trying to sneak a hand in from behind and poke the ball out. But it's the third on Rushlow. And the Pioneers fourth of the half. Bundrock in, Xander out. Decker's also out. Paulson returns. Baseline right pass in for the Lakers. Kraus takes the inbounds. Hands it back for Noah Bundrock. Free throw line high, back for Paulson. Reset, under 11 to play here in Howard Lake Waverly-Winsted tonight. Brad Bickman, ball overhead, guarded closely by Terrell Shaw. Now Kraus, lob inside, left hand, good, and a foul on Taujus. Nice little soft lob inside from Quadros to Kraus. And Matt took a swipe at the block and got a piece of the arm. That's three on Taujus, five team fouls. And it'll be Mason Kraus, a 6'1 senior, at the line to complete a three-point play. Biggest lead of the night, 40-25. Rebound off the miss to Schomer. And Peter circles back as the Pioneers get the ball down to Rushlow in the corner. Terrell Shaw, right side now for Schomer. Back to Terrell at the point. Taujus has a look for three. Got it. Matt, left side three. And Taujus now with eight. 40-28. Lakers by a dozen. Bundrock picked up his dribble. Pass inside, found its way to Kraus. Back to Bundrock. Pull up, three-pointer, right side, rims off. Rebound to Rushlow. Here's Taujus running a one-on-three. Goes to the rim and draws a foul. Oh, they say, nope, just out of bounds. Matt wanted an arm foul. And the referee just says, nope, deflection, out of bounds. Pass in, Pioneers underneath. Off the inbounds, Rushlow fires and cans a three. Preston has 10, a pair of threes this half. And the lead's in single digits at 9:40-31 with 9:50 to play. Bundrock drives the lane, missed it. Rebound, Nick Shaw. Pioneers doing a better job recently on the defensive boards. Pull up three in transition off from Taujus. There's Terrell Shaw crashing the boards. Now Peter Schomer. Guarded closely by Paulson. Finds Taujus. Steps through a defender. Wraps it inside. Nick Shaw up. No. Rebound Quadros. Quadros ahead for Paulson. 9:20 left to go. Almost halfway through the second half. Paulson out on the perimeter. For Kraus. Free throw line. Spinning. Looks inside for Quadros. Rushlow on the floor. Picks up a rolling ball. Turnover on the Lakers. Pioneers looking to close the gap further. Rushlow thought about it. Now Schomer. Pass out to Taujus. Got around two defenders. Leans in. Scores. Just under 9 minutes to go. The lead, which was once 15, is down to 7. 40-33. An 8-0 run for the Pioneers. Bundrock working on Schomer, and Coach Carr realizes that momentum has tilted a little bit. He'll use a timeout. Pioneers have scored the last 8 points. And with 8:42 remaining in the ball game, score is Howard Lake Waverly-Winsted 40, Piers 33.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers. Hey folks, it's not too early to start thinking about Freedom Fest 2017. Can you believe that this will be the fifth annual Freedom Fest? The date is Saturday, July 15th at the Genola Ballpark. Limited VIP tickets as well as general admission tickets will be available soon, and the musical lineup will also be announced soon. Corporate sponsorships are available anywhere from $500 to $5,000. Last year, $13,100 in donations were awarded back to various community events and organizations. If you're interested, contact Lloyd Bader at 320-468-2506 to become a Freedom Fest sponsor. Be sure to check out Piers Freedom Fest on Facebook or go to their website at piersfreedomfest.com. Piers Freedom Fest 2017, coming soon.
Out of the timeout, the Lakers work it inside to Brock Bengasser, who puts it in. stops an 8-0 run, puts the lead back to 9. 42-33 Lakers. Piers with the ball. Terrell Shaw, Matt Taugis, Peter Schomer, Nick Shaw, Preston Russell. Russell thought about a three, passed on it. Now goes to Terrell. His three is up. That glances off left side. Uter with the rebound. He double dribbled, coming up court, got away with it. Bundrock back the other way. Paulson to Bundrock in the corner. Throws it down low. Bangasser goes out to the wing. Xander from 15. Off front rim and into the hands of Taugis. 7:50 left. Terrell Shaw, good catch, and flip it back into Russell to save a turnover. Down low. Russell to Schomer, floater. Good. Peter from the right side. First points of the half. 6 in the game for Peter Schomer. 7-point game, 42-35. Pioneers trailed 40-25 at one point. Here's Xander flipping it for Bundrock. Passed right into the hands of Rushlow. Tried to no-look it inside, and Rushlow was right there and waiting. So Pierce can get this down even further now. Schomer for Terrell. For Taugis, back for Terrell Shaw. Bounce pass for Schomer. Sees a lane. Puts it up from 8. Too hard. Rebound Bundrock. Up the left side. He'll now slow it down. Come back out front. Noah Bundrock to the left side for Paulson. He heaves one up, and it rims out. Bangasser crashes the boards and keeps it alive. Xander head fake. Draws contact, but they play on it. Another chance. Xander banks that one off. No, and finally Shaw. Boy, there's no way a 5'9 guard should be in traffic pulling down multiple rebounds, as on the other end, Taugis got inside and scored. And the lead is 5, 42-37. And Matt's got a dozen. Pioneers got to clean up the defensive glass here. Paulson, left side, 6.5 minutes to go. Pioneers have shaved 10 points off what was a 15-point deficit. Bundrock, right side for Xander. To the low block, Bangasser open and scores. Brock Bangasser's got 4 all this half in about the last 2 minutes. 44-37. Now Taugis quickly left side for Russell. Into the low block, Shaw finds Schomer left side. Almost, he did travel. Late whistle, but the right call is now Jesse Marshick will come in for Nick Shaw. Cameron Decker is back in for Bundrock for Laker coach James Carr. 6:01 to go. Lakers 44, Pioneers 37. Lakers possession. Decker for Paulson. Lobs it down low. They work it. Bangasser, soft touch. And the 6'5 sophomore using his size advantage inside for 6 second half points here. 46-37, 9-point lead again. High screen from Jesse Marshick. Here's a drift back three. No, and Bangasser reaches up for the board off of Taugis' miss. Decker the other way, slows it down. 5:25 to go. To the wing, Xander into the low block. Now Decker has it left side, peers inside, nothing there, directing Bangasser on the low block where he wants him to set up. Paulson drives and dishes to Decker, down to Bangasser, cutting Uter to the basket, left hand no, tip to the baseline, Xander's there. Xander pull up from 17, fouled. Terrell Shaw, I think, is going to get this. Terrell called for his first 6-team foul, and that again is the creation or the result of an offensive rebound for the Lakers. Xander shooting a pair. 11 points tonight, 1 of 2. Short. 2 for 9 are the Lakers from the free throw line. 46-37, this would make it a 10-point game again, and it is 10. 1 of 2 from the line for Chris Xander. It's Jesse Marshick, Matt Taugis, Terrell Shaw, Peter Schomer, Preston Russell on the court for the Pioneers. Taugis for Russell inside. Good catch. Jesse Marshick hesitates. Now draws a foul. Jesse will shoot a couple. Foul on the Lakers. Paulson gets his first 4th-team foul. Coach Call doing a little coaching there. He wanted Jesse to go up strong right away. And that one rolls off the rim. No good for Jesse Marshick. Jesse had 2 points in the first half. 4:49 left. Pioneers are down 10 here. Here's the Marshick free throw. That one's long, and Brad Bickman's got the rebound off the miss. An empty trip to the free throw line for the Pioneers. 4:40 and counting, 47-37 Lakers. Pierce had a three, or I believe a five-point lead in the first half. Here's Bickman in the paint, back out Uter. Baseline, Bangasser, partially blocked by Jesse Marshick. Bangasser puts it back up after he snatched it away and is fouled. Jesse Marshick on the foul. And Bangasser will go to the line. 8 second half points for Brock Bangasser. Lucas Adi comes in for Terrell Shaw. Jesse Marshick picked up his first personal 7th team foul. This is an and one for Bangasser. Shut out in the first half. Has carried the Lakers here in the second half. And he completes it. 9 second half points for 6'5 sophomore Brock Bangasser, and that's right around his season average of 9.8. And the Pioneers suddenly find themselves down by 13 again. Jesse Marshick, left elbow jumper, no, rebound snatched by Xander. 4:08 to go. Lakers looking to build on a 13-point lead. Pioneers worked hard to get it down into manageable two-possession game, and now they have fallen behind again by double digits. Bangasser goes across the lane, and a held ball is called as Bickman got tied up by Adi. And the alternating arrow belongs to Howard Lake Waverly Winstead with 3:53 on the clock. Pass in, baseline right for Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. Cameron Decker quickly into Xander. Xander to the point for Uter, back for Decker. Drives cut off as the Pioneers jump out with Lucas Adi. Adi, good defense there by Lucas. Decker forced to give up the ball, but valuable time coming off the clock here. 3.5 minutes left. 13-point lead. Pioneers trail as Uter goes right down the lane and scored. He got the ball at the top of the key and just turned and faced the basket, saw nobody in his way, and went right to the basket and scored. And Joe Call is going to use a timeout with 3:20 left to play. This has got to be a full timeout. 52-37, the Lakers have now matched their largest lead. They've reestablished a 15-point advantage on their home court.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!" Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
You are their sports here in Howard Lake Waverly Winstead tonight, where the Lakers lead the Pioneers 52-37. The girls are at home tonight facing Kimball, a 9-1 Kimball team. And it's a low-scoring game at halftime. Kimball only up by 2, 18-16 over the Pioneers. Kimball's 9-1. Nick Shaw powers up and is blocked out by Brock Bangasser. And possession stays with the Pioneers. Pioneers need some points in a hurry here. 52-37, 3:11 left. The lob comes in to Nick Shaw. Shaw behind the arc, finds Tauges on the wing. Now Rushlow for Schomer. Couple of dribbles for Peter to the right side of the free throw line. Back out top, and we're under 3 minutes now. Pioneers got to up the tempo now. Schomer will get a look for three. Left elbow, got it. Peter Schomer, that'll help. That's 9 for the freshman guard, Schomer. cuts the lead to 12, 52-40. Pioneers looking to pick up pressure defensively. They beat the press with a long pass inside. Towges with a rejection on Bickman, but a board off the block by Uter. And play resumes for the Lakers in their offensive zone. Bangasser, dump down pass, was tipped right back to Bangasser. His shot was blocked by Shaw, but left hand up, no. Bickman, whistle, foul. This will be on Brock Bangasser. It's on the Lakers. Bangasser with his first. Only the fifth Laker foul. 2:17 to go. 52-40, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead by 12. Here now is Towges. To the point for Lucas Adi. For Schomer on the right side. Guarded closely by Bundrock. Out to Towges. Gets by Bickman. Floats it high off the glass. It rolls around and in. Towges gets it to drop. He's got 14, and the lead's 10. 52-42, a minute 55 to go. Here's Bundrock, 2-on-1 with Shaw back. Cut off well by Nick, and Bangasser will peel it out again. They'll work some more clock as Decker works it against Adi. To the corner, left side, Bickman finds Uter down the lane. Blocked by Towges, but back to the Lakers. They picked up the loose ball block. Decker circles out. A minute and a half to go. 90 seconds in Howard Lake. Uter now well out on the floor. Pioneers trying to chase. Lakers just work it back and forth near midcourt. Decker bodied up by Adi. Right side, Bundrock. Pass inside, tipped by Russell, but right to Uter, who lays it up and in. Six for Uter. Timeout, Lakers. 54-42. 75 seconds left.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
And we'd certainly like to send along our good wishes and best wishes to Joel Prisbilla and Rosie down in Rochester, as Joel underwent some surgery today, battling cancer. So best wishes to Joel and Rosie and the entire Prisbilla family. Here's a shot, leaner, no, by Towges. Lakers ball, 1 minute to play. Pioneers with Schomer chasing. Decker, some nifty ball handling to Uter on the right baseline. Back out for Decker. 50 seconds to go. Pioneers showing no intentions of trying to stop the clock with a foul, as Coach Carr is going to use a timeout. It looks like to get some players into the ball game. Here is the Lakers are going to win their conference opener here tonight as Coach Carr uses a timeout. It's 54-42 with 45 seconds left to play here in Howard Lake tonight.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine. The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say,
Good luck, Pioneer.
All right, we're back to action. We're going to have a foul called on Preston Rushell. This might be intentional. Nope, just a personal foul. Preston grabbed T.J. Kittick, who's in the ball game, as he came down the lane. Preston will pick up his fourth. This is two shots for T.J. Kittick, a 5'9 sophomore. Sees limited action, but with this game in the bag, Coach Carr has put in Kittick. He's put in Brennan Barth in the lineup. Krause is back in. Paulson, all reserves in for the Lakers now. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Peter Schomer. Up court, 35 seconds left. Nick Shaw finds Taujus. Fall away three, rims out. Rebound tip for Bundrock. He dribbles out of traffic and tipped away and stolen by Shaw. Rushlow got a piece of that. 22 seconds left. Taujus spins, leans in, and is fouled with 19 seconds left to play. Foul is on Noah Bundrock. His second. Taujus will shoot a pair. He's not attempted free throws tonight. He's got 9 this half, 14 in the game. Pioneers trail by a dozen. And the Pioneers will drop to 0-10 and 0-1 in the conference. That free throw good. Pioneers return to action at Maple Lake Friday night. That free throw also good. For the Lakers, they'll go to 1-0 in the conference, 3-7 overall. Their next action Friday night, they head over to Eden Valley Watkins. There's a turnover into the crowd across the way as Paulson's pass off target to Kittick. 11.9 to go. Thomas Funk will throw it in. In for Taujus. Matt for Rushlow. He'll put up a three right side, nail it. 13 for Preston. 54-47, time runs out, and that's your final score. Lakers win by 7, 54-47 over the Pioneers here on a chilly Tuesday night in Howard Lake. The postgame begins next.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. These are a few reasons parents love our school. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of the school environment with daily opportunities to grow closer to Jesus. The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypiers.org.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hello, this is Dan Rushlow, training officer for the Pierce Fire Department. When was the last time you tested your smoke alarms? Last month? Last year? Can't remember? If you're not sure your smoke alarms are working, then how can you be sure you'll be protected if a fire breaks out? Don't gamble with your life and assume your smoke alarms are working. Test each one every month so you'll know they'll be ready to protect you and your family if there's a fire. Test your alarm for life. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get 4 lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus, X's and D's. 4 lines on the promo gigabyte promo plan, plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 3 cycles. Limited time offer.
All right, Pioneers fall on the road tonight in Howard Lake. Final 54-47. Pioneers had one really, I would say, good spurt of basketball tonight. A five-minute stretch in the first half, midway through, when they gained a five-point lead, but they gave that back and trailed by five at half, 24-19. Got down by as many as 15 in the second half. They end up losing by seven tonight. The final score, Howard Lake, Waverly Winstead, 54, Piers, 47. For the Lakers tonight, they're led by Chris Zander with a dozen points, with Cameron Decker tallying 11. Nine for Brock Bangasser, all in the second half, with a big 6'5 sophomore. Seven for Brad Bickman. Six for Zach Uter. Then off the bench, you had Noah Bundrock with four. Three for Ben Paulson. And Mason Kraus finished with two. Brandon Quadros, Brennan Barth, and TJ Kittick all played but failed to score tonight for Coach Carr. For the Pioneers, 16 points for Matt Taugis led the way. 13 for Preston Rushlow. He hit three three-pointers in the second half. He had four at half, ends with 13. Nine for Peter Schulmer. Four for Lucas Adi. Nick Shaw has a three-point game. And Jesse Marshick has the only bench points with a first-half field goal, two, as playing but not scoring for the Pioneers tonight were Thomas Funk and Terrell Shaw. The Lakers go 4 for 13 from the free throw line. Piers 7 of 9. There weren't a whole lot of free throw shot tonight. This game moved very rapidly, not even 8:30 yet, and we're done here at Howard Lake. Not the worst of things when you got a long bus ride back to get out of here early on a cold night. Lakers are now 1-0 in the Central Minnesota Conference, 3-7 overall. They've built themselves a little two-game win streak. They won the last game of their holiday tournament over Providence Academy, and now they open up 2017 with a home win over Piers, but they will face a very good Eden Valley Watkins team on the road on Friday night. That's the next outing for the Lakers. For the Pioneers, they fall to 0-1 in the CMC, and now 0-10 on the season. The next action for Coach Call's squad will be Friday night. They'll head to Maple Lake to face the Irish. The next time these two teams see each other, it is going to be in Piers on February 3rd, a month from today. They will play back in Piers February 3rd. Howard Lake comes up to Piers for the rematch. 24-19 lead at halftime grows to a 54-47 win for the Lakers here tonight. We'll wrap things up from Howard Lake after this.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking, Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-252.
Hello. This is Phil Scribner from the Pierce Fire Department. Smoke alarms are the first line of defense against deadly smoke and fire, but they can't protect us if they don't work. So test the smoke alarms in your home today and test them again every month to make sure they are working. This message brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Pioneers fall in Howard Lake tonight to the Lakers. 54-47 is your final score. Tonight's Piers Impact Player of the Game brought to you by Minnesota Hardwood Pellets, and you are their sports. We'll give it to Preston Rushlow, 13 points, 9 in the second half, all from deep behind the arc. Preston with 13 points in a 7-point loss. Piers to Maple Lake Friday. Lakers head to Eden Valley Watkins. Next trip out on the court for both of these teams in Central Minnesota Conference play. Coming up on You Are There Sports, Thursday night we've got girls basketball at home back at the MAC. It's Painesville in town to face Piers. And then Friday we've got wrestling action from Little Falls. The quad gets underway at 5 o'clock at Little Falls High School. It's the first time on the mats for the Pioneer wrestlers in the new year. So that's the rest of the schedule coming up this weekend. Again, the final, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 54, Piers 47. We'll see you Thursday back in Piers girls hoops with Painesville on You Are There Sports.